Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arendir.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hope playing Toluga.
All right, gang, let's get into our recap and we'll start our new episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, the boys said their goodbyes to their dear friend Petch after saving him from his soul coin. Before they left, Petch pointed them in the direction of his mechanic friend Gertie in Bad Cali, believing he might be capable of repairing Dresden's smashed-up vehicle. As the Chaos crew took off once again into the deserts of Magria, they discovered a strange soot trail coming from the eastern road. Catching up to the source of this soot, they stumbled upon a great procession of fire worshippers making their way to the temple district of Bad Cali. Leading this merry band is the fire herald Jakat, who boisterously exclaimed that their goddess the Flame Mother has returned. Amongst the throngs of dragonborn, kobolds, and fire newts, Glebnor made friends with the orc princess Myra, a small child plagued by terrible prophetic dreams. Though it made Arendir quite nervous, Theo was a hit with the kobolds, and Toluga made an ally with the fire giant Devo, a blacksmith who specializes in monstrous weapons. As they arrive with the parade in the canyons leading to the Great Wizard City, chaos has ensued as a flash flood of angry bone crabs have caught up to Toluga. We join our heroes now as the impending Bonami threatens to swallow up the Chaos crew and their new fire-worshipping friends before they can find shelter in Bad Cali. All right, gang. The Bonami is approaching. You find yourselves with like this. All the fire worshippers are going nuts. They're all starting to run into the canyon to escape this impending bony wave. What would you like to do?
I don't understand what the problem is. Why are they coming after us?
Well, because I evicted good old Thumpenstein and
what were their other names? I don't remember because I don't speak crab.
The only one that mattered was Thumpenstein.
When he says he evicted, he also means he evicted their souls from their bodies because he
Reggie!
Shot them. You shot them, okay? I'm just saying.
You weren't even there.
I heard about it later.
Who told you?
Me and Luga have lots of side conversations you don't know about.
Oh, you guys are practicing the sidebar?
Yeah, it's fun.
Nice.
But no, the Bonami, though. We should probably tighten up.
I thought killing was bad.
Well, they tried to steal the truck.
Uh-huh.
Which went against the lease.
Yeah.
And so I evicted them.
Thou shalt not break the lease.
I mean, I'm not against it, but... Anyways, yeah, Bonami.
Bonami, yes.
Don't worry, guys.
Arendir.
Yeah.
Killing mode. Activate.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, There's a lot of...
Flip
the switch.
There's a lot of infidels around me.
No, not them.
Just the bone wave.
Okay.
The Bonami, guys. Come on.
Jakat is like getting like pushed around by all these like kobolds that are sort of like running in. He's like,
my friends, we will make our way to Bad Cali. We will hopefully meet you at the gates.
Yeah.
Get there as fast as possible.
We're going to, yes.
Okay. I know what this Bonami wants, guys. He wants me.
And I'm going to grab the buggy.
I thought they just wanted like
No,
space.
They're really mad at me.
What are you grabbing?
I'm going to go to the buggy.
Okay.
And do what?
Well, because unless we want to blow up the bone wave.
Different enemy, different combat. It'll happen, yeah. Don't worry.
Eventually. I think if I just run away, you'll just chase me.
Daddy?
But then they'll...
Unless, I mean, I don't know if anyone has maybe 5 to 10 grenades lying around.
Daddy?
What?
Make sure Myra and her people aren't in the buggy before you take off.
Wait, why'd you put him in the back?
Protection from the bone wave.
Tell him to get shelter.
Quick perception checks real quick.
9.
26.
6.
9.
Okay. Nice. Theo, as you like hop back on top of the truck, the little speaker box comes in.
It's really spacious down here. I made friends with the lizard.
Go
I
pa.
Like this.
Oh, that's good. That Myra made friends with Gorpor.
Oh, that's good. So, he needs friends right
she's
now.
She's so friendly.
She's very friendly.
So she's in the buggy.
No, I think
looks
she's
like
just
buggy's
in the
out of options.
Oh, okay.
There's not a lot of space to maneuver around there.
We've got
to
go Bonami! We've got to lock in! What is the plan?
Blow it up!
Okay, so we should at least try to lead the Bonami away from all of our new friends who are running into the caverns.
Yes. I think we should definitely do that.
Well, I don't have the steering wheel anymore.
Yes!
You don't have slow. Fuck!
Sorry! I can make things go fast, not slow.
You gotta learn that one.
I'm just gonna start driving the truck away.
Awesome. All right, so
Demon Ecker, slurp, boom, into the engine.
Slurp, boom. Put it on a shirt,
slurp,
baby.
Slurp, boom, ba-damn.
Sure. Arndir jumps into the cab of the truck, hits the engine on, roars to life. Where are you guys jumping? Where are you guys going? What's the plan here?
I'm not steering. It's not mine.
Away from the town. So perfect. Just going to do a direct right.
Give me like a survival check. And the rest of you, where are you guys positioning yourselves?
I'm going to run to Bleebly and ask him if I could borrow 5 grenades I could tape together.
You know what? Go nuts.
Yes!
Toluca, that means you'd be on top of the truck right now with Bleebly as the truck starts driveway. What was your survival check?
18.
Perfect. You can see that he's like towering sort of like stone wall like paths that all of the rest of the these little fire worshippers are running down. You can see there is a road that you could kind of peel off from the rest of the group and kind of drive into the canyon away from this. At this point, it's like a mob scene as all of these kobolds and dragonborn on horseback are making their way to Valkali as quickly as possible. That's a rival check, though. You peel away. Can I get a perception check from Toluga and Theo? Glubner, where are you actually currently located?
On the gunner.
Okay, so you can make one, too. Anyone on top, pretty much.
I got an 11.
Nope, that's the wrong thing.
Are we in combat, or can I guidance?
You can guidance. We haven't started up.
So that'll be a 21.
With a 21, Toluga, you can see that as you guys have gotten into your vehicle and taken off down this alternate route through the canyon, you can see that the bone wave is now following you as this careening pile of bone crabs is getting closer and closer, but it does shift in the direction of the way you guys went. What's up?
What's the distance from us to the bone wave?
I'll say the bone wave because it's moving at a pretty fast lick. We're going about 100. I say about 100 feet.
100 feet from us?
Yeah.
They really want you bad.
Yeah. It's probably because I killed Thumpin.
They're not stopping. They're just going to keep on trucking, huh?
Yep.
I made a truck pun.
I like that. That was good.
Good. All
it's
right.
Good.
Yeah.
It's good. Good development.
Hold on.
I guess I'll start because I have that empty shell.
Yeah.
I'll just shove the 5 grenades into the empty shell.
Okay.
I'm going to cast message.
Okay. Who are you messaging?
The bone wave.
Okay. Do you also have speak with animals?
No.
All right. Give it a whirl then.
No.
You hear a piercing clicking noise in your mind.
Ah! Daddy, how do you deal with this?
What?
The clicks!
What clicks?
Ah! Can I do my scream into them?
Sure. The bone wave looks perturbed as it flies down this
bone wave. Do you read me?
Again, a piercing, clicking, crustaceal noise enters your gooey mind.
Can I lobby for two-way message?
I mean, it does go back and forth. Yeah.
No, I mean like fucking three-way calling.
Ooh, I'm gonna need an arcana check.
Really, really bad at these. 13.
Okay. You trying to basically
patch in daddy?
Want to patch in your father on this one?
Daddy, translate!
What?
Talk to them! Through me!
Through who?
Just think into my mind!
All right, give me a perception check, Toluga.
16.
All right, it's pretty staticky, but you can tell that Glubnor's trying
to
sort of set up a three-way calling situation. You can hear all of these crab voices sort of become one as this hive organism is careening
like
towards you. Like Legion, exactly. Sweet Bible reference, dog. And you hear the bone wave.
You killed Vompenstein.
Listen, I didn't want to, but he broke the lease.
Bonus Jonas was our favorite.
Really?
He was really? Incredibly charismatic.
No, he was not. Come on, don't lie.
Clicky.
Okay, Clicky,
rest
I do.
Rest in peace to Clicky.
He was so young. I do feel bad about Vompenstein and Clicky, but...
Your feelings are mean nothing to the bone wave. You will find your grave in this canyon, fish.
No.
Yes.
No, Click.
So much screeching.
Can I get a dexterity saving throw from Arndir as you were driving the truck?
Nat 20.
Okay.
Never mind.
All right.
So.
Bleebly, take the wheel.
Arndir, Bleebly is taking the wheel through your hands as your hands glow as you grip tightly to the wheel. You're flying through these caverns, and you can see that this giant bone wave is like it's really catching up. It's right behind the truck. And as it smashes into the wall of the canyon, huge boulders are falling. You deftly maneuver the truck around these huge boulders. Somebody roll 3d10 for me, if you would.
13?
Yeah, the bone wave takes 13 bludgeoning damage as a boulder kind of careens into the front of the wave.
I was hoping that would be like a table thing.
Sorry.
I wish I rolled 30.
Yeah, but it seems like you've slightly damaged the bone wave as it is really getting closer and closer to the truck. We're going to go ahead and roll some initiative now, fellas.
Nat 20.
9.
Why do you guys not want a nat 20 on initiative?
I got 24.
17.
And now Bleebly's going to go ahead of me anyways.
Nope, I got 22.
Ooh, 24. I win.
I win. Glebnar, you are first to act in initiative. We will say, just for ease of convenience, the bone wave is moving at a speed equal to the truck. You're on the back of the truck. The bone wave is, we'll say it's within 5 or 10 feet of you guys as it kind of gets closer, kind of leans back, closer, leans back.
Describe the terrain.
You are going through a pretty tight canyon.
Tight.
You have about 10 feet on either side.
Okay.
And you can definitely tell that it's definitely close quarters.
What's the structural integrity of this canyon?
It's not very great. You can see that when the bone wave collided with sides of the canyon wall, that did begin the boulders to kind of start careening down. Just also for funsies, at initiative 20, whoever's driving will have to make some checks to avoid some hazards on this little chase sequence we find ourselves in.
Initiative 20?
Initiative 20. So, around at initiative 20, you'll have to make a check.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, Glebnar, you are first to act. What would you like to do?
I want to throw all 5 of my grenades at the... I'm just kidding. I'm in the harpooner seat.
Mm-hmm.
I have rope.
You've got rope.
I want to try and pull one of the walls down.
Okay. Pretty wild ask here. Okay, so you're going to basically fire a harpoon into the side of the canyon wall, trying to maybe cause like some more stones to stumble down on the bones?
Or like the whole side of the canyon.
Okay, big ask for a harpoon, but sure.
Sure.
All right, give me just an attack roll then. And I think the harpoon thrower has a
plus 6. Seven,
plus 6.
Plus 6 to hit.
25.
25. Roll a d4 for me.
1.
Okay.
One entire wall falls on the crash. They die. Yes.
I will say that you can see that, you guys are going full speed here. So you're zipping through this canyon and you take aim with your harpoon gun and fire at a large boulder at the crest of the canyon. The 25, you nail a small stone out of the way. So one massive boulder tumbles off the canyon.
Raiders, wall. Bitch!
You can see it collides with this bone wave and there's like a
bone splash. Explosion.
Bone a splash. Spray of bones sprays in the air. Go ahead, roll 4d10 for me.
12.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Respectable.
Respect in one world.
It's no 55d6, I'll tell you that.
Theo, unless you have anything with your bonus action.
Green flame blade.
Yeah, green flame blade. Can I fucking booming blade the boulder?
No.
Booming boulder? No. Well, then I'm just gonna get mad. Well, no. No.
No?
I'm gonna cast in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Can I cast Shield of Faith on the truck? To reduce the chance of mishaps.
Okay. I will... Interesting. How about this? If you cast Shield of Faith on the truck, I will let you re-roll on the mishap table if you get a mishap you don't like. Then you can take either option.
That's big.
I'm going to do it.
That's big.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
because we flip the truck.
We might get a flip the truck. Bleebly bathe us in protective light!
I think actually what happens is, as you guys are driving, there is a huge spectral ponytail that appears on the back.
Yes!
As it waves in the wind through the canyon.
You guys seeing this?
We're riding in style now.
Unbelievable. Okay, Theo, that will be your turn.
This is wild.
All right.
I'm going to take out the hand mortar. And okay. I'm just going to be like, you throw those, I guess. I'm going to shoot this.
Got it.
I'm going to sharpshooter 2 shots with the hand mortar. I'm going to do a violent shot in the first one.
Okay.
Which ups the misfire score.
Gotcha.
By 2.
So you're at mishap 3 now, or 3 or 4, something like that?
No, 5.
5. Oh, okay.
Yep. So if I roll a 5 on the dice, so it'll be -5 for whatever... this is dope. I will use a luck point to reroll that nat 1.
Good thing we got a couple now.
That's right. You guys have earned them.
It's a natural 19 for a 29 down to a 24.
Unbelievable. You pump a mortar into this massive wave as it's getting closer and closer to the back of your truck.
16 for 26 damage.
26 damage. Yeah, you guys...
I dropped a boulder on him for 12.
It's a good mortar! You can see that Theo's on the back of the truck and he fires a mortar into the bone wave. It doesn't look like it does anything for a second. Then you can see a little explosion inside of the wave. More pieces of crab are kind of getting scattered on the canyon wall. That was your first attack. What would you like to do with your second one?
Well, first they have to make a dexterity saving throw of... I believe it's 16.
Let's see here.
Yeah, so the mortar has a jumping... damage, right?
Yeah, to anything around it. So basically,
canyon walls count as something around it. Maybe more boulders falling.
Listen, I gave you a boulder.
Okay, I think they're.
I gave you one boulder.
I think the they're 10 feet apart or whatever. This
oh,
is
it's
five.
A 5 foot jump.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's 16. Yeah, it's 16 DC. For
okay, it's gonna pass on a 21. It's a very dexterous bone wave. It's moving very quickly, and you can see it somehow shunts away some of this extra mortar damage.
All right, and I'm going to do the exact same thing on the second shot.
Awesome.
I'm going to assume that misses for 13.
13 will miss, unfortunately. Yeah, you fire another mortar, and you can see that the bone wave just kind of makes a hole in its body. The mortar just flies through.
And then I'm going to take Executioner's Hand and just... aim it at one of the bone crabs.
Sure, yeah.
Who looks like they're in charge?
13.
13 will miss. There is, it seems like one of the bone crabs has what appears to be like a tiny chitinous mustache. He must be the leader. As you fire at him, he kind of dodges out of the way very quickly. That will be the bone wave.
Oh, boy.
And you can see Glebnor, as you're in your gunner seat, bone wave crashes over your seat here. Let me make some attacks on Glebnor.
I'm going to puddle up because I get half cover now.
All right. So what is your total AC right now?
21. I get 2 for half cover, right?
Yeah. Plus 2 for half cover.
Yep. 21.
So it is going to try to do swirling bones on you.
Not the bone zone.
It's a 21 to hit.
Just hit.
Oh my God. All right.
Should have enraged.
That is 35 bludgeoning damage. Half to 17.
It's 35. I'm not raging.
Oh, you didn't go into a rage. It's holy a full moly. 35. You can see Glebnor is covered in bone crabs. They like the oh, like a tendril of wave kind of comes out of the large mass in the center, crashes over to Glebnor. And as the wave peels back, you can see Glebnor just covered in these like little tiny bites.
Ah, crashes. So spiky.
Sir, are you okay?
I think.
That is Arendir's turn.
Oh my God, my champion.
I'm still driving the truck, right?
Yes, so, and actually, initiative 20 came right before you, so make a dexterity saving throw for me, if you wouldn't mind.
18.
18. Another boulder falls, but you dodge out of the way, avoiding any kind of potential mishaps to your truck. It is now your turn.
Does the bone wave catch this boulder?
It does not.
We only allowed one boulder.
If you want to use your turn to get some boulder action happening, feel free. I'll give you free boulders.
I'm just going to... Is Reggie in the front with
yeah,
me?
Yeah, Reggie's in the front with you screaming.
Reggie, hold the wheel for a moment.
I hate this part!
I'm just gonna like open the door and just like longbow shot off the side.
Hell yeah.
At the bone wave.
Sick.
That's all I can really.
Yeah, you kind of lean out the door and fire one of your fancy arrows.
13. Let's try that again.
Yeah.
Second shot. I'm just gonna get back in the truck. All right, Reggie, I'm okay. It's okay.
Did you get some good hits?
Yeah, I did. Of course.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we got you on the team.
I'm way better than that guy that was holding my lord before. Okay, all right, let's go.
It's Reggie's turn next. Like, you're doing so good. I'll use my magic to help you. That way you can really kind of double up on all the insane damage you're probably doing out there.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. He's going to cast haste on you.
Good, thank you. Oh, yeah, that's going to be huge help.
Perfect, yeah. You can hit them like 5 times more or something. However many times you hit them before, like twice as much. It's going to be awesome.
Tuluga, that is your turn.
Like, son, can I get your 5 grenades?
Normally I'd say no, but that was real spiky.
Yeah, that one was real spiky. Okay?
I'm going to hand them up.
I'll just screw the cap. I'm going to dump 5 more grenades.
I guess it's just like a sleight of hand check. You are in the back of a moving vehicle trying to fashion a bomb.
9?
Okay. So you've done better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have the
the shell.
Yeah.
It's already got five in it.
Yeah.
So I'd probably maybe drop a couple.
Yeah. How about this? You're going to fire your cannon thing on there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give you like a minus two penalty to the shot because you're jamming grenades into a canister that doesn't really fit and you're smushing it into this weird chamber.
Catapult.
Yeah, but then I would have to take the time to tape them. You want me to just tape? You know, fine. I taped 10 grenades together.
Wait a minute. Can't you just put them all in the bucket of the catapult?
Yeah.
And what if one goes astray?
We're in a 10-foot wide canyon.
Yeah, 10-foot wide. How? Yes.
What would you like to do with your strange...
I guess I'll just tape my grenades together and have a ball of 10 grenades that I'll then catapult.
Okay. Make your catapult shot.
What's the...
I'll give you a plus 7 12? To hit with the catapult.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
That's 12. Go ahead.
Does 26 hit?
26 hits.
Get blown.
All right, hold on. I'll get the dice going.
So
keep clicking.
You can see Toluga is on top of the truck. He's been trying to jam all these grenades inside this canister, realize it doesn't work. Pulls out a bunch of scotch tape from the bag of holding that he probably pulled off of some of the crud sandwiches.
Damn right.
Wraps them around the grenades, puts them in the catapult, and launches it toward the bone wave.
All right, here we go.
What's going on up there?
Don't worry. Just hold on tight, everybody.
Why?
Just hold on really tight.
Can I ready a bracing action?
For 184 damage.
Reggie, hold on. I just like stop short on Reggie.
Stop short on Reggie. You used Frank's move?
I need a dexterity saving throw from everyone.
Oh my god.
I got a 5.
I got a 17.
16.
23.
Okay. Toluga,
understandable.
You know.
Yeah.
You know there's risk.
I deserve it.
You launch.
Thank God you have feather ball.
Yeah, I do. Have
You're on a truck
into the mass of bone. An explosion rings out that shakes the entire canyon as the bone wave is destroyed. that was so much damage. I can't believe you used all your grenades.
No, we have one more.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Well, Reggie's going to give it to Theo so he can study it.
You guys all look and start cheering as you see the bone wave just explodes into pieces. Shards of bone crab just jut into the side of the canyon wall. And as you're all celebrating, you realize that you do not see Toluga.
Looks like Toluga's blasting off again.
Can I get a perception check from the group?
Are our ears like blown out from
totally?
Reggie! Nat 1!
18.
Understandable, son.
Reggie, dude!
I know, I was on the outside of the truck, too.
14.
Okay. Glebnor, full panic mode. You're pretty sure Toluga's dead. it's like probably what happened. You got an 18?
14.
14?
I got 18.
You got 18. You guys are like, your ears are ringing. Your eyebrows are like very singed up there, Theo, as you're looking at like a mushroom cloud in this canyon. And you can just spot hundreds of feet in the air. A little dot on the horizon.
Convey this information.
Glebnor, look over there. I think that's your dad.
Daddy!
Is he in front of us or behind us?
Behind you, because the explosion basically bucked the whole back of the truck, launching Toluga into the sky.
I grab the speaker. Put it in reverse!
Alright, I'm just gonna... hold on, Reggie!
Why?
What?
Okay, I guess!
I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I'm gonna put it in reverse!
And then, Theo, be my spotter!
It's gonna shift in reverse.
Okay, slam on the brakes, hitting it into reverse. Toluga.
Yeah.
Animal handling check with advantage.
Dougie!
Oh no.
Dougie with a 23!
You again, hey pal!
Hey, Dougie, my man!
Soaring through the air is a beautiful giant eagle. How do you keep getting up here?
This time it was from 10 grenades.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh boy, you need a ride or?
Yeah, I could use one.
Yeah, you look singed.
Yeah, I'm extra crispy.
If we weren't buds, man, I'd eat you, because it's like cooked fish, essentially.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't blame you if that was the case.
Charred salmon basically flew into my mouth. I'm not going to, though. We're buds. I'm going to bother you again.
We're tight. We're tight. Yeah.
Okay. I think your friends at the brakes down there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Ooh.
I think that was so much more than I originally thought I needed.
Yeah. I think you may be a bit of overkill, actually, I'd probably say.
But, I mean, it was a bonami. How could I not?
We gotta stop eating like this.
I know. Crazy.
Dougie catches you in the air, talons in your shoulders, and swoops down into the canyon.
I'm big flat as fuck. Waiting like a trampoline.
You can do that little slow fall thing, huh?
Yeah, I got that. You can go 30 feet.
All right, cool. I'm gonna go. You can, you know, do a little flip for the boys.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dougie swoops down, letting you go. Do acrobatics or performance check.
That's a 9.
What do you want from me to cushion
start
his fall?
I start doing a front flip and I just face plant into the big flat.
Athletics check.
I mean, it is slow fall, so I guess I
16.
Yeah, just doing, like, you know, it's like it's just a belly flop onto a big flat. Taluga, you land on top of your son, on top of your truck.
I'm gonna
canyon,
wrap him up like a blanket.
The canyon is completely caved in. Everything behind you, there's dust everywhere, boulders everywhere. You guys destroyed my bone wave, because I can't plan encounters for 10 grenades. I think that's... I think they're just like, we're going to be fit. It's 10 grenades. It's so many grenades.
You know, I look to my son, I owe you 5 grenades. I think we might have only needed 5.
What?
I start signing to my son.
Did you guys learn sign language at any point?
No.
We could do like thieves' can.
I do
basically.
Like a ball. I do the pin motion.
Ball?
I do 5.
Ball
I say,
5?
I owe you 5 ball.
Daddy, 5 balls?
Yes.
Okay. That was fucking nuts. Would have been a real fun encounter with the bone wave. But, you know, hey, you know, you guys.
I'm not messing with bonitis.
No. Hey, you know, that's fair. Being safe. Actually, I did forget, since I did pummel Glebnor. Quick constitution save, Glebnor, if you wouldn't mind.
17.
Okay. You got touched by a little bit of bone, but you're
a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bone.
But, you know, hey.
Big touch.
You're really hard to infect with diseases, it turns out.
I do have resistance from poisoning.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of like a disease.
Sort of.
A disease of nature.
Okay, you guys are now just parked in a canyon, you know. Very close to Bodkali. There's a mushroom cloud behind you of smoke. Canyon is destroyed. There's pieces of bone crab everywhere. It smells like Old Bay out here. It's just like, it's...
Guys, let's move it up a bit more. Stinks back here. What?
You can hear a tiny a tiny voice from the back of the truck.
That was really fun. Can we do it again?
No.
Maybe another time.
What?
Huh?
I can't believe you used all the grenades, Taluga.
I thought it was a bone nami. Wait, what?
Read my lips.
What?
Oh, God, this is going to be so annoying.
I'm just going to start driving forward. I don't know if you guys can hear me, but I'm going to drive forward now. What did he say?
He's going to pull it into forward and try and drive out, drive out of the canyon.
Survival check. Just a quick one.
17.
Yeah, I mean... The canyon's destroyed, but somehow you guys are basically fine as you slowly drive out of this big canyon. So much chaos and smoke and rubble behind you.
Yeah. How's the truck looking?
That's a good question. I feel the truck
was shielded in faith.
The truck was shielded in faith. You can see the back of the spectral ponytail is lightly singed as the shield finally dissipates with the spell ending.
Just slam on the headboard. Hard as a rock, this truck is.
Can I get some perception checks from everybody?
21.
16.
9.
15.
All right. As you're driving toward this giant wizard city, you can see that there appear to be, like, figures flying from the city out to see what happened.
Oh, thank God.
You can see them in the air. They're flying towards you, but they're definitely humanoid. And they get a little closer to the truck. I guess make a deck save for the truck real quick.
That one.
Okay. It's nothing crazy here. It's just as the truck is approaching the city, one of these wizards flying forward casts some kind of spell. You feel the whole truck just stop. Everyone kind of quick deck saves from everybody as you come to like a hard stop in the middle of the desert here.
Is this a danger sense situation?
Yeah.
Is this a sense where my sleek body would just slip?
Maybe.
9.
Crap, 15.
I don't even know what I...
9.
11.
Okay. Anyone that got below a 16?
Everyone.
Okay, you're just going to take 12 points of bludgeoning damage as you guys all kind of fall, tumble over each other, kind of scrambled in the truck.
Yowza!
And you can see, whoa, as these wizards kind of slowly begin gliding down toward the truck, they land in the sand in front of the truck. You can see that they all have like long, dark black wizard robes on. And I think the thing you definitely notice immediately is they all seem to be tabaxi. There are these like tall, slender, cat-like people. And the wizard in front kind of stomps forward, kind of pulls his hood off. He has this kind of like black, he's like a black cat with sort of a white pattern on him. And he holds his hands up. He's like, are you guys freaking serious? What are you guys doing?
What?
What happened in there? The caverns. You've ruined my caverns.
What?
Are you here to fix our truck?
I'm not here to fix your truck. What is your deal?
What? Really messed up.
Did you not see the Bone Nami?
You listen, I am a necromancer. You're not going to tell me about Bone Namis, okay, guy?
Hey, look back. Do you see bones?
Oh, that's a waste of good bone.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably do something with it.
What the
you're
heck
necromancer.
Is wrong with you freaking people? Okay,
you want the bones?
I mean, I'm going to take the bones.
Okay, what? You're welcome.
Well, yeah, you just got a bunch of bones.
Who the hell are
Free
you guys?
Bones.
This is insane. You've ruined the caverns?
We didn't. Do you not know who Bleebly is?
I've never heard of Bleebly.
What?
What?
Who the heck are you dudes?
Who?
He's the bringer of the wet.
Listen, you're saying a lot of crazy stuff to me. Maybe this is charming to some people, but not to me.
Pamphlet.
What is this hunk of steel?
Read it's a pamphlet.
You're so smart, wizard. Get reading.
This is interesting. It seems pretty backwater and stupid, if I'm being totally honest.
Now hold on here. I finally got my hearing back.
Okay, now I've offended the fish boy. Okay, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. What was that? I grabbed him by his collar.
I'm still in kill mode. I really need a
wisdom saving throw real quick, Taluga. Don't approach me. What are you doing?
That one. Of course I would fail with a +7.
As you approach him, you're under the effects of a hold person spell, but you see the way it happens is two like skeletal hands come up out of the sand and grab your feet.
What the?
That's close enough, okay, dude.
How far away from me is he?
I'll say about 30 feet. Why you give me these dirty looks with your little unblinking eyes? I do not like you guys at all.
Unhand my probe.
I came here to. I'm fucking with you. You've destroyed the whole canyon.
We just got you a bunch of bones.
We just saved many people.
These bones did not come in good graces. You just happened to make a lot of the bones.
Says who?
I'm gonna open the back and let the orcs come out and be like, can you explain to this cat what happened?
Number one, my name is Lorenz, and you will call me as such. It is. You will call me Lorenz. I am an archmage. I am a necromancer. And I think it is super uncool of you guys to show up to Bakali and you ruin all of our caverns and our passageways.
Listen, Cat Lorenz.
Yes.
Unhand my plope now.
As long as he promises not to come punch me or something, because he is flexing and he's clenching his fishy fin fist. I don't like it.
Flexing my ass at
her. Don't do that to me. I do not like this one bit.
Listen, Lorenz.
You guys are making a pretty horrible first impression. I'm just saying you show up.
You're making a bad first impression.
I don't really care. I have
first impression. We show up with a ton of bones for you, and this is how we're treated?
I mean, can I? Are the bones free? Or are they going to
yes,
be some kind
free.
Of a weird thing where
no,
I don't
they're
care?
All
get
your
the
bones.
For you.
We are kind of low on bones right now, so I guess that is kind of a bonus.
Well, you're welcome for all the free bones.
Who are these orcs?
Well, they were going
They're
with
friends.
All the
Mother Flame.
Oh, great. Freaking more refugees. That's the last thing we freaking
refugees?
Need in Bantali. We have so many
what
right now. It's just
about?
Too many.
Fake gods.
What?
No, they're not
I don't,
refugees.
Whatever.
They're
a man of science.
They're coming to visit
believe.
One of your colleges.
Science?
Yes.
Does Luga hear him say a man of science?
Do we know what science is?
That's why I said, does Luga, does Luga hear him say?
Luga's little spider head pops up. Science, you say? Yes, I am a necromancer, where if you think about it, we're basically good at recycling. We take bones, no one's using, and make cool skeletons out of them. So,
wow, man, it looks like you're going to be able to make a zillion cool skeletons. Again, I say, you're welcome.
Does this usually work for people, the way you guys interact with people, or is
it... We're not usually this hostile, because people usually come at us less hostily.
Well, you basically set off a nuke inside of our cavern, so, I mean, obviously...
Because the bone wave was trying to kill us.
So why was the bone wave trying to kill you? Because I know bone crabs, and usually they're pretty friendly as long as you're kind of cordial with them.
What
so
are you talking
did
about?
Did you guys offend the bones,
are you
or...
How do you expect me to talk to a bone crab.
Huh? Listen, I don't know what your spell situation is, but for me, it's easy peasy to talk to one.
Okay, great.
Are you guys
I'm
no
a god,
magic?
Not a man of magic over here.
Oh, big guy is a god now. Okay, this is crazy. You guys, listen, I read your pamphlet.
Did you not read?
The pamphlet is gibberish. I don't even know who proofread this, because the grammar, not good. Listen.
This was all nightmare.
I'm too!
Toluga's getting angrier and angrier.
I'm just saying, if you guys, you know, maybe could have come to the gate like normal people and kind of just like checked in, but
yeah,
no,
it would have worked out great if the bone wave didn't attack us.
I feel like maybe you're also responsible for the angry bones. So
how could
I just
we possibly?
I can promise you, I was not responsible for them.
You do appear to be truthful, but I don't know about your fish.
What are you, some kind of fish racist?
I'm not a fish racist.
Racist!
And listen, I like bones of everybody, and I've had my
plenty
of
fish. You have fish bones that are friends. We've heard this before.
Yes. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Not like this guy, who is flexing way too much. Did, look at his butt. His butt is
did
out.
Did you take him out of his mortal form to make him into bones?
No, he happened to be dead already.
Happened to be?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Listen, if anything, if anyone's being kind of prejudiced, I think it's you guys against necromancers, because we're cool guys, and we
I have nothing against necromancers.
Good. Well, there's a lot of us inside the city, so that's going to be good for you.
Great.
Great, God.
I'm happy to meet them.
What is your name again, Blab? Bleebly? It's Bleeb. I'm sorry, I read it again. It was not very well written on the pamphlet.
I'm too.
Interesting.
How much do you expect from me?
Listen, are you hillbillies gonna come in town, or what are we doing here?
That's because what we're trying
we're
to
trying
do.
Trying to do.
You stopped us.
I'm just saying, tell your fishy buddy to kind of settle down, or he's gonna have bone ankles forever. So I don't know what you guys want
to
do.
We gotta go to college, man.
Glemno, calm down, your dad.
Daddy. I can't turn my head.
Daddy.
Give him a hug.
Glizzy. Give him a glizzy from the duffel bag.
Now they're eating weird meats. This is crazy.
Daddy.
Have you ever had tube meat?
I have never had tube meat. No, I am not.
Iron deer.
Yeah. Here's a,
send him over tube meat.
Here's a tube meat. Here, a glizzy, as it were.
Thank you, Elf.
So try
taste it. Put it in your mouth.
So try it.
I'll give it a bite, but I'm not going to like it. Okay, that was pretty good. Now I feel kind of like a dick for coming at you guys so hard.
Yeah.
You have to understand, it's, you know...
Can my daddy get an apology?
Loud explosion.
An army of Dragonborn just swarmed our gates screaming, and then there's an explosion, and then you guys are covered in crap.
They're not an army.
So.
Yeah,
they're here to worship. They were running from the Bone Wave.
It was a happy,
the Bone Wave was trying to kill everyone.
There was a happy parade, and then the Bone Army ruined everything.
Yeah.
So all the blame goes to the Bone Army and not to you guys?
No,
we saved everyone from the Bone Army. We drew it off,
did
and then we blew it up.
Did you want that in town?
Yeah.
Did you want the Bone Wave in town?
We could have handled the little Bone Wave. It's fine. We're
well,
wizards.
You didn't.
Well, we
it was at the gate. You didn't do
we
anything.
We came to inspect it and already do it in explosion.
Well, yeah, we took care
we
of it because
it
you were
you.
There.
You're welcome. Here's some free bones.
Okay.
And glizzies.
Maybe we got that on the wrong foot, okay? Okay. You have to understand where I am coming from, okay? Because
the inside the
are
town
you like
where
the
you were totally safe
town?
From the Bone Wave?
I'm pretty high up in the necromancy college. I wouldn't say I'm the head of it. I'm sort of like a, I guess, like a TA, really. But, you know, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get tenure eventually. Sorry about the point we're talking about. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, congratulations for being a TA.
I was in my tower. I go, oh, God, what is that? I'll go check it out. And I came out here.
Hey, this is how you approach people?
Well, it was an explosion.
My blope. It just seems like a misunderstanding. I think it was just calm down. Remember what you told me? I'm in kill mode still. I do understand.
Switch it off.
I'm going to drop the whole person's spell, but if he gets like crazy here, you guys got to be back me up here. I don't want him to start punching
me. I'm just gonna bear hug Toluga from behind.
Okay, I'm going to drop it, but don't be weird about it.
You have to do like a athletics check.
He's got
to
do it at disadvantage.
You have to do it at disadvantage because he's so slippery.
Well, no, doesn't he? Do
oh,
it
so is it straight?
Yeah, it's straight because he's paralyzed. Yeah.
Oh, strength.
Yeah. So, straight athletics check. So you can make an acrobatics check if you'd like, Toluga.
Athletics,
16.
We're just
locked in.
Oh, now there's a whole kerfuffle.
Oh, he's fine. He's okay.
He's all right.
He's got
to let go of his ankles now.
Listen, things are a little stressful in the city right now. There's a lot going on. We have a lot of refugees coming from everywhere, trying to use up all of our resources. So, you know,
what do you mean everywhere?
I don't know if you guys are like keyed in on the news, but there is a whole war going on, so there's lots of stuff happening.
What kind of war? Who's warring with who?
The freaking Krizzics are fighting with Jaegeron. It's like a whole thing.
Oh, I know about that.
Krizzic?
I didn't know that there was a whole bunch of, refugees from that whole thing. Are they overrunning cities and stuff?
The Mist Glen is gone.
The what?
The Mist Glen. It is a glen. It is misty.
Oh. Yeah. The Mist Glen. It's gone. Didn't he drop that?
Can I reach into the bag of holding?
Do we know about the Misty Glen?
Has he dropped it?
I'm dropping the spell. I'm dropping
it. Oh, God.
Okay.
Why'd you do that?
You were going to punch me.
How'd you know?
You were clenching your fists and gritting your teeth.
I clench my fists and grip my teeth all the time.
Well, I'm learning about you for the first time, so...
Fair.
Whatever.
Here, take one of these.
I try to pull out a fish tuck. That's a 3.
What is this cannibal snack you have given me?
Never mind. I just throw it behind me. It's been a long day.
You don't want that one.
So
let's go back to town and we'll have a fancy feast.
I'm not giving you a fancy feast. Why would I throw you a feast? You guys just showed up here.
We have...
No, we have
a cook. People usually just give you feasts?
We have a
fancy feast for you.
Yeah.
Well, can you
I heard
cook?
You love fancy feasts.
Yeah, I cook.
I like a fancier feast.
This is the best cook I know.
Okay.
Oh, that means so much. And you know my mom.
Yeah. You guys are so weird.
I think you're the weird one.
I'm weird?
Yeah.
The people usually just accept all the things you say because am I the first person to ever do a little bit of pushback here?
Yeah, actually, you kind of are.
A little bit of something about, give and take here. Okay.
Well, when you see the miracles in action, it just really comes together.
Is the miracles explosions in my caverns and canyons?
Part of it, yeah.
My lord.
Can I see the deed to this canyon that you keep claiming is yours?
The miracle of guns.
I don't have a deed on
me. Yeah, so it's not your canyon. Shut up.
Oh, man, the puddles, man.
Have you ever seen one of these and I just shoot a gun into the cavern?
No, I have not.
Yeah, see? Boom. Cool.
He brings.
Oh, watch this! Let's do the water thing.
Oh,
I'm gonna do this, and I want you to drop water on him.
Do I lean into want the extra water?
Not just normal.
Okay, I only dumped 10 gallons of water.
Do you think I've never seen a create water spell? I'm a wizard.
I thought you said you were a necro something.
It's a necromancer. It is a
Hold on.
That is a common misconception. And it is not
son.
Where'd you learn that word from?
Where did you learn that word?
I saw it in a book.
Which book?
The one under Daddy's bed.
What?
Was it Bones, Bones, Bones? It's one of my favorite books.
I was gonna wink at him.
Great.
Son, I pop him on the head. Bad.
Necromancy is a school of wizardry. And I know that your first level spell is not that impressive. You made 10 gallons of water. We're in the desert. We have to make water all the time.
Okay, rude.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you ever see that other thing, though?
What other thing? The contraption he's holding?
Yeah.
He's the god of that.
The god of a slightly better crossbow?
He made it.
It's basically a crossbow, right?
No.
Do you want to test it?
Yeah. Are people usually more impressed by that thing? Because it's like, it's fine. It's like, it's...
Do you want to... I can show you how good it is.
I don't want you to shoot your little device at me, no.
Okay. Then don't be so judgmental.
Just saying. It's
for someone who doesn't want to be judged for being a necromancer, you're sure doing a lot of judging.
As a man of science, don't you appreciate the science that went into creating?
I guess. Fine.
God.
Wouldn't you say it's... godlike?
Can't believe.
I would not. No. I would say it's like a cool thing he has or something. I don't
know. Right, anyways, I start walking past him. Let's go to town.
All right.
I have to bring you in. You can't just walk in. We have a whole system.
Yeah. Well, is your system judging
you said
people?
You were in charge of the town. We're going to go to the front gate.
I could. I'm going to escort you.
Thanks, Lorenz.
I am escorting.
Yeah, see you, Lorenz.
We are escorting.
You see, he starts flying again, so he's just flying above you.
Just so everyone knows, I am escorting these guys. They are not the one.
He's not escorting us.
He's
following
them.
Us.
I am not.
It's
kind of
creepy.
I'm
a stalker.
I am hovering at an equidistant speed.
He's stalking us.
Yep.
Can you guys give me, I guess, performance or stealth checks as you approach the gates of Bodkali?
15, stealth.
28, stealth.
19, performance.
8, performance.
Okay, it's very unclear to the throngs of people that are at the gate who is escorting who here. It's kind of a mixed bag.
Everyone, look, I'm escorting these people into the city.
He is stalking us and being extremely judgmental.
He's also trying to take ownership of a canyon?
It is not technically my canyon. It is in the jurisdiction of that canyon.
He said
right, but you said it was your canyon.
Lot.
Well,
a lot.
Yeah, you're trying to basically say it was Lorenz's canyon.
Okay, it's kind of like if you have a sports team, they are your team, even though you're not on the team.
We're escorting
that's not how that works either.
Those people are weird. That's not how that works at all.
We're escorting a royal.
Who is the royal? Your god boy?
No.
You don't know Mira?
No. The orcish
child? She comes from Zadash.
Hello. Cool orc. I don't... What?
See, look at that. Just disrespecting
people. Disrespect!
I don't know you people!
You know, your higher ups will hear about this, and guess what? You'll never get that tenure.
Wait, hold on now. Let's not get tricky.
We're gonna have to file a formal complaint.
I just feel like maybe things got kind of out of hand, and then maybe we could kind of start from the beginning or something. I don't know.
Oh, see, now he wants to
now
be all
he's
nice.
So oh, now it's everyone's canyon, and he's a nice guy.
What if I show you guys the cool bones I have? The
ones that we gave you?
No, those are different bones. I have my own bones from before.
Just point us to the divination college.
You guys want to talk to the why divination? Why is everyone always coming here for divination?
Why are you so nosy?
I just, you know, well, I...
Because no one cares about necromancy? Oh, now who's the cool guy?
It's hard to be the head of necromancy in a land where...
You're not even the head!
Well, it's hard to be a necromancer in a land...
You're the foot of necromancy!
I wish I was the foot, sent into the podiatrist's wing. I'm not really a part of that. If anything, I like the femur of necromancy, but it's fine.
Seems like you just want to abuse your power.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I would love some power to abuse, if anything. I mean, if we're being real here, I would love some power to abuse, but they don't really give it out at the college as much.
That's probably because you haven't worked hard enough.
Yeah. I work so hard. I study bones all day.
But have you been... what about practical application?
Study personality a little bit.
Get out in the field. Wow. Get some experience.
Wow.
Have you talked to people other than bones?
Some.
See, that's his problem.
Yeah.
You need to be getting out there. Get into the bar scene, man.
My skeletons never give me this kind of guff. That's all I'm saying.
You control them.
That's the issue.
They have no sentience.
But yeah, you think you can control everything. You can't.
This guy's a control freak.
You gotta let people live.
See, my god gives me free will. To not kill and to kill.
Exactly.
Cool guy.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
Okay, just saying. He's making me it's a new thing. Nervous. His sword is so big.
Yeah, it is, right?
Some would say too big. It's weighing his back down.
Some might say not big enough.
I'd say it's...
Listen, this is
Thank you, my pup. You know, I should probably work on that. You're right. Maybe I need a bigger sword.
Okay. We're approaching the gates, so everyone just, like, be cool, and I'll let us in.
You sure?
Cool.
Don't seem cool.
How's Bard cool?
I mean, you don't seem cool.
Everyone says that. What are you, my mom? God.
No, okay. I don't
know. I'm a guy. Obviously, my mom. God. Jesus. Okay, please.
Jesus.
Freaking jerks. Go to the gate now. Get the check-in, stupid.
Hey, watch what you say.
Daddy, he just left all the bones. Does he even care?
I think he might come back for them.
Yeah. There's a lot of bones to pick up.
They're not going anywhere.
Also, I'm sorry I took those 5 grenades. I'm really thinking about it now. We probably could have just done it with... Only
no,
five.
You know what? It was so cool.
I owe you 5 grenades, son.
Give us a heads up next time.
There wasn't really a time. I saw a bone arm punch my son.
Yeah.
It hurt.
It looked real rough.
Real bad.
Knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah. As you approach the gates of Bad Kali, being led by Lorenz, this strange cat cat wizard, as you walk forward through, you can see that all of your fire-worshipping friends have been kind of stopped at the gate. And as you approach, you can see that all of the guards outside of the city of Bad Kali are all skeletons. They all have, and they seem to be skeletons of Tabaxi. They all have cat skulls. They're very standard skeletal soldiers sort of guarding the way.
It's cool, guys. They're with us. Let them through.
Hold on. We have a whole protocol. Jeez.
Don't worry. We took care of the Bonami. Just me and my boys.
Yeah, it's just you. You're the only bones in town now.
Okay. Bones. Hold on a second. Dwarves. Let us in.
Why did you call
to them in dwarvish.
You can see peering over the side of this 100-foot tall stone wall. You can see there's this very tan dwarves. They have kind of long, thick brown hair. You can see they are wearing wizard robes though. And as some dwarves lean over, one yells back, "Great dwarvish!"
Oh, thanks. I really worked hard on it.
Hang on. And you can actually, everyone make an arcana check for me real quick.
It's gonna be the fucking arc of bad checks.
9.
8.
Nat 20.
Spoke too soon.
11. Okay. As you approach, you can see that this giant stone wall that appears to have not a single seam in it lights up with these runes. And as these runes glow, a seam magically appears through the center of the wall. You can hear the rumbling of the stone as this massive stone gate opens wide.
Lorenz, you couldn't do that?
I mean, I'm not like really in the... That's not really my branch. I kind of control the skeletons and...
So you control these guys?
Yeah, my bony friends.
You made these?
I made them, yeah.
So do they just like... stand guard here all day?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we've seen these runes before.
Do they get
the
breaks?
Desert.
Yeah.
I mean, we have
are they unionized?
He leans in real... Can we sidebar real quick?
Oh, sure.
Oh, he read the pamphlet.
I plugged my ears. La, 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 la.
Listen, dude, if you bring up unions with the skeletons, you're going to have a real problem. Because honestly, we cannot afford to pay the skeletons. One of the best parts of having skeletons as your army is you don't have to pay them or feed them. So maybe ex-nay on the union yay talk.
You okay, well then stop being a jerk and I won't bring it up. Deal?
A deal has been struck.
He shakes her hand with his big paw.
Okay, dwarves.
Oh, unplug my ear for the
second. I see respecting the sidebar was taken pretty seriously. I should.
It's a tenant.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of the big commandments in our
You can see kind of pushing through the crowd. Harold Jakot.
My friends, you saved us from the Bonami!
Jakot! Did you see that fiery explosion?
I did! An offering to the Flame Mother!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yes!
Yes!
Your god, yeah.
Yes, my god!
Yes!
This guy gets it!
Yeah!
He grabs Arendir and pulls him in.
All right!
Yes!
Maybe not so much I touching.
Group hug!
No, group hug! I go in.
Big flat blanket hug!
You look over as Lorenz is like, seriously?
Hey, Lorenz, get in here!
I don't want to be...
I'm going
to
grab him a pseudopod.
Okay, I don't like
put him right next to me, son. He looks really dry. I'll moist on him right now.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills right now.
20? Dirty 20 to pull him in?
Okay, please, just let me go, Bigo. I don't like it.
And he gets all slimy from my sleepiness.
Why are you all so wet? It is the desert.
He brings the wet! You read it?
I don't like
it. Leavely, the god of guns, bringer of the wet, slayer of the dry.
Squash or feud?
God of the people?
We have a lot going on here, so if we
see, squash or feuds. I squashed our feud.
I suppose the pamphlet is true.
And now the breaker of bones.
Oh, that's a cool title.
Oh, yes. I was going to say blower of bones because we blew them up.
Listen, if you want to talk about blowing bones, I just, you know.
Oh, he's too. He's too.
Oh, Tulu, yeah, you might want to have a
do something your eyes.
I did have the talk.
Fine.
You know.
Jeez.
I think you're still getting used to.
We've had the talk already. I don't know what else I could do.
I mean, there's certain terms he might not have learned how to use correctly and appropriately.
Before we enter the city, none of you are demons or devils, right?
Of course not.
No. Last I checked, no.
We
pulled my pants
things.
Out. Don't think so.
Don't you just do a quick scan?
Later tonight, we're going to add blower.
Wait, you have a scan?
Yeah, just to make sure you're not the demon or devil.
Well, what the hell's the scan?
I have a wand.
Is it just
boop? Okay.
Yeah, it's like the airport. He's kind of ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Do I got to stand like this?
Yeah,
make spread the T-pose?
Legs. Yeah, make it in there. Yep, no. Human.
What are you going to do to me?
Elf.
He just sticks it inside
you. Puddle. Okay. And fish. All right. And who is your little gnome friend? Oh, hey, I'm a gnome, not a devil or a demon.
Yeah, you don't have to check him.
That's Reggie.
Why would I not check him?
Why do you
look
need to
hat.
Check him?
Guys,
look at him.
Guys, he's neither of those things. You just check him.
His cheeks are rosy.
First of all, do demons look that cute?
He's pretty cute.
The devils look that cute?
So then there shouldn't be an issue if you check them.
As he's going over to scan your friend Reggie, he does kind of hesitate. Can I get a group persuasion or deception check?
It's a 7.
21.
19.
16?
I guess I don't have to scan him. We have gnomes here. So he'll probably get in fine with all the other gnomes. We have rock gnomes. They are small.
He loves rock gnomes.
I love them.
He also
his
practices
cousin
magic.
Was a rock gnome.
He also can practice magic.
Maybe your cousin's inside. Alright, well, I suppose you can enter the city. We're going to have to scan all these fire worshippers, though, so that might take a bit.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, no. You know, we're just going to
protocol.
We understand protocol.
Our princess in, and we'll be on our way.
You're taking the orc?
Yeah.
She's part of our group.
Let me do a quick scan.
Okay.
Orc. Okay. You are responsible for the child, though.
That's fine. Right. I'm a child, so cool? You know,
I'm a great father.
He is best father I know.
whatever. I don't care.
Just letting you know.
It's crazy how much information you guys are giving me about your personal lives.
It's crazy how much you care about bones.
I'm a necromancer. Why would I not? I'm not even going to get into this with you guys, okay? Listen, you can come into the city, but, you know, just like...
If you cared about other people, you'd have more social skills.
Yeah,
but you know, rather than just bones,
we can work on it. You know, you and me, we could have some talks. Here's my card.
What is this?
It's just a picture of my ass. It says Toluga, Plope, Bapu Gold. Talk to me sometime.
Bloop.
This is crass.
He hands it back to you.
It was funny though.
Maybe. I'm not going to
chuckle. Come on, I saw you chuckle.
Shut up.
Hey.
See? We're getting somewhere.
Hey, Lorenz.
All right, what?
Where's the Divination College?
It's one of the big floating ones.
Floating?
Speaking of Divination College, here come the diviners.
Give me some perception checks if you guys wouldn't mind.
Nat 20.
16.
18. Theo, you like feel it before you see it. But there is this strange pull as you look into the city. And even though it's like really loud at this gate, I mean, there's all these, you know, dragonborn and kobolds being scanned by these little cat wizards. But you see like strolling through the street is a small procession of drow witches. They have like deep purple skin and they're wearing these like really elegant, like dark purple silk robes. I'll say that Nat 20, you can notice there is a spider motif on all of their their armor and on some of their on their like flowing robes, you can kind of just like see like threads almost of this like spider web. But as they approach, you can see that the drow in the front kind of like glides almost towards you. You can tell they're under the effect of like a levitate spell. This is mostly just to look cool, if I'm being totally honest here. But as one floats forward, you have arrived, Theo.
Who are you?
We are diviners. We knew you'd be here this day. The stars foretold it. It is in the great web of fate.
I like your getup.
Thank you very much.
It's very nice.
In our visions, we have seen that you will lead many spiders.
Well, yeah. My buddy Toluga over here,
Yeah, I'm the father of 464 spiders.
Yeah.
Daddy. Wonderful.
Daddy.
Wonderful.
What? Luga, come out here.
Daddy, sidebar.
Oh, hold on. Sidebar.
Celestial.
Guys, of all the people, I think she would probably speak Celestial.
can you respect the sidebar, please? I'm going to give him a pamphlet.
You don't have to give me the pamphlet. I know it all already.
Do you know what we're about to sidebar about?
A true believer.
I'm going to push it back in.
I have seen the sidebar in my visions.
Oh, okay. Anyways.
How the fuck does this guy...
Language, son! I pour hot sauce on your tongue. No swearing.
Freaking Divination College. I think they know everything.
How the freak does this guy know about the spiders?
I am a woman.
Do you not know about spiders? I mean, sidebars? I'm so confused!
I know about it, but I do not respect it.
A non-believer?
A sidebar is a way to get away from the truth, but I am flowing in it at all times.
You know, that's one way to think about it.
Wait, what? We're not trying to get away from the truth.
Son, it's okay. It's all right. All right. Anyways,
how the hell do you know about the spiders?
Language, son.
How the heck do you know about the
language,
spiders?
Language, son.
How the freak do you know about the spiders?
Language.
How the do you know about the spiders?
There we go.
We are drow. Our connection to the spiders is ancient, oily primordial, but mostly we have seen your arrival in the stars.
Oh. What stars?
You have prophesied of all my
Wait
lord.
A minute.
Yes, the blood of Thane has arrived.
The web of fate has arrived?
The blood of Thane.
Blood of Thane?
Who's Thane?
Who is Thane?
Let us not speak about it.
You're throwing a lot of big words at me. I don't understand them, so I'm going to take them as disrespect.
Seems I have angered your friend.
From the stars! Did you see me coming?
Oh, we saw you coming from far away, champion of this new god who's finally arrived. We have long awaited you.
Daddy, I love the respect of Bleebly. Don't love that they know everything.
Well, they're diviners. It's kind of their thing.
Okay. What about my friend here?
It's their whole freaking thing. They just like, I know everything.
Did you know Myra was coming?
Yes, the child of prophecy.
All right, well, let's go get in there and
let's figure out what's going on.
Let's go divinate up.
Who's Thane?
We'll figure that out when we get to the place.
How do we get up there? Do you know that?
We jump really, really hard.
There will be no need. You have magic here. This is a wizard city.
I start trying to jump.
But before we make our way to the Divination College, you have been invited by King Masa the Gold to attend a very exciting event today in the city. I know from my visions that you are quite fond of powerful and dangerous machinery.
Huh?
Huh?
Yes.
He intends to put on a great show to welcome your new arrival.
King, we could stop by.
This guy's tone is sus as fuck.
Language, son!
Yeah, King Mansa plans to show you a great and wondrous time while you visit our fair city.
I mean, we could check it out, right?
Well, we're bringing her with us, then.
King is aware of our arrival?
Yeah, we're responsible.
Myra has to stay with us.
The king has been preparing for your arrival for days.
Did they know about the bone wave?
The bone wave.
Eyes go glossy.
The bone wave eluded our visions.
Yeah, we took care of it, though.
You are an interesting group. Your chaotic decision-making has made reading your fortunes incredibly difficult.
Really? Read mine!
That checks out.
And I buddy Christ at her.
All in good time, my blope.
What a great
All
answer.
All in good time.
Your blope? Well, are you a bleep-bleep?
Well, I don't
son,
know
Son, they're being respectful.
Okay. We are offering the greatest respect to this god who has chosen to visit our fair city. And King Mansa plans to show you a fine time while you are here. He has very important
things to
discuss
with you.
Can you tell
me about Mansa? What's he all about?
Lord Mansa the Golden. He is the Gilded Devil. He is the ruler of this fair city. He allows the colleges to operate here in his lovely lands. He is a very generous regent, and he is very excited to meet you. Yes?
Devil?
Oh, I'm sure you've had many run-ins with demons. This is a devil. He is a lawful creature.
Yeah, the dork at the front told us they weren't allowed.
Well, we obviously make, sort of, I suppose. The rules don't exactly apply to the king.
Okay, rules would they've been off me. Gotcha. Yes. Anyways, I'm bad at this, but I want to insight check this fucking weirdo.
Sure.
15?
It's really hard to read this person. They have this kind of, like, alien almost quality.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's like talking to
we
someone
bring you love.
It's like talking to someone that already has had this conversation in their head before. If that makes sense.
This guy's doing fights in the shower with himself.
It's a woman. I don't know
fuck
why
you
keep calling it a man. I don't know why. I clearly describe them as witches. These are like, if you guys can imagine at home, very Bene Gesserit vibes here. From
okay.
Diviners.
Oh, they got a weirding way us.
They have like these long, flowing, strange robes. Some of them are wearing veils behind her. She just kind of points to this massive, like, crystalline elevator in the center of the city that seems to take
Where the hell did that come from?
It has always been here. Well, since the city was... Have you not taken in the sights?
We just got here.
Were you held up by my friend Lorenz here?
Lorenz is your friend?
He was just trying to be, you know, protective of the city. He's not that bad of a guy.
You might want to tell him he doesn't own that canyon.
Yeah, he does think he owns the canyon, though.
He is very ambitious, but fear not. I promise you'll have a very, very fun evening.
I have no fear of Lorenz.
Yeah.
Good. No one really here is, if I'm being totally honest.
My lord, I do respect his love of you being a god and all, but it's up to you. I mean, I'll go where you go, so...
Stay close.
Okay.
We'll figure this all out.
Gotcha.
Well then, to the palace.
Yep. And I'd like to proceed with Myra kind of in the middle of the group.
Yeah. Myra, get on.
Okay.
We'll hang back.
Jumps on.
This lady's kind of making me a little nervous.
Me too.
Pretty intense.
Good instincts. Great instincts.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Yeah. She's play with Blee Blee Doll.
You can see that her like orcish guards are kind of like hemmed up with security. Like, hey, where are you guys going with her? Hey,
Lorenz, they're with us.
I have to scan them. Jeez.
Do it quick.
See, Myra waves over. It's fine. I'm with Glebnor. Everything will be fine.
Arrgh.
See, the orcs kind of like begrudgingly allow Myra to go with you. They would definitely get in trouble if this ever got out that they allowed their young ward to just go off with you maniacs. But
we aren't maniacs. We're great people.
Ward?
Can I get some perception checks as you guys walk through the streets of Butt Gully?
Only Butt Gully.
Natural 12. 19 for a 26.
Okay.
13.
27. Take that.
Okay.
One up.
Toluga and Theo. I think the first thing you notice about Bakali is how much magic is in this city. This is a wizard city. everything is done with magic. Even down here on this like ground floor, you can tell that like clearly here at the base, it's more of a like working district. People that make the magical accoutrement that the wizards use. There's like stave shops. There's like regent vendors. It's a pretty eclectic mix of races. A lot of tabaxi. Many drow. You do notice there's a lot more humans than you've maybe ever seen before. Theo, you look like kind of everyone here. There's like lots of there's like dark haired humans that are kind of like going through the street, through the city. You definitely notice there are a lot of these abjuration dwarves, these sort of like stocky kind of bookish dwarves with these like really like dark tan skin, thick brown hair. You can tell that they clearly operate the glyph system all around the city, keeping this place safe from the outside troubles of the desert.
A lot of chiseling.
A lot of like stone crafting. And you approach this big crystalline elevator that goes up into the district. But I think with those very high perception checks, as you look up, kind of trying to follow where the elevator goes up into the like spiraling clockwork system of towers, there is a golden palace in the center of this giant wheel of arcana, and it almost blinds you. It is like the light from the desert sun hits it, and it's like you have to kind of like look away from this big golden palace. What was the high roll on the from the perception checks?
27.
Okay, give you some little fun early. As everyone is being led through the streets toward this elevator, a small, scaly hand grabs you, Taluga, and pulls you into an alleyway.
Huh! Hey!
Hey!
You're late!
What?
Pulling back his hood, you can see your tiny red kobold friend, Yarno.
Yep. What do you mean I'm late?
Because you're supposed to be here yesterday. I don't trust this place at all.
What do you mean, yes? When did we give you a schedule?
I don't know. It was kind of like, don't worry about that. There's a network of tunnels underneath the city. That's how I got here so quickly. It connects to the Underdark.
Oh, that's awesome, actually.
Yeah, no, it's like actually super good for us. But I don't trust this place one bit, man. It's super sketchy. All the wizards are acting like everything's totally fine, and it's not great.
What's not great?
I think Krizik's in the city.
Like where? We could just kill him now. We'd be done with it.
They have a big temple in the temple district, and they're being real weird about everything, and it's not looking good.
Do you know anything about the, what was the flame? Mother flame?
Flame mother.
Flame mother?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
Can you look into that for us?
I will.
Because that might have something to do with the weird feeling you're feeling.
Listen, I think that we're in a big trap. Like a big one.
Well, I mean, I've never met a trap that I can't slip out of, so.
I know, you're so slippery. But listen, okay, you guys are going to have to go meet that devil king. So go do that, but then meet me at a bar tonight. Here's the coordinates. Here's a little address. He takes a little map real quick, scrawls it. It's called Diamondback's Bar.
Okay,
maybe
wait
there.
Before you go, and I whip out my own paper, I'm going to need books about this. And I write down books about like the old, like the Man in Black, old gods, communications with.
This is a lot.
It's like 5 books at most.
All right, I'll ask. Listen, whatever you do, just be careful up there. I got a bad feeling about this whole city. A real bad one.
All right, don't worry. When have we ever been trapped before?
Boy, we're in trouble. Okay, I'll meet you at Diamondbacks tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Toodles.
Yeah, tell Theo I said hi. Okay,
love you. Love you. Bye.
You see, Yarno runs down an alley, looks left and right real quick, and then darts down one of these little side streets. And as you rejoin everyone, you can see this floating drow is kind of leading everyone toward this large elevator.
Because I was bringing up the rear. Did I see Daddy get pulled in?
You make a perception check for me.
Well, if you're carrying Myra, I'd prefer it if you were like more in the middle.
And 19.
You definitely notice him coming back. It's almost like he was catching up to you.
Daddy, what? You hurt your foot?
Yeah, I just stubbed my toe and I tie my shoelace.
Deception, Jack?
I wink. And I say wink quietly.
Good luck beating the nat 20 on
you
my
know what? I could always get one. Oh, so close. 19.
Yeah, you could definitely tell that Papa is not being totally honest.
Daddy, I don't like this place. I'm getting a bad feeling.
Okay, but just, you know, keep it on the DL. That's down low, son.
Oh, okay.
Do any of you get motion sickness?
What?
What's motion sickness?
What's a motion?
Well, we'll be taking a large elevator. It goes quite quickly up to the palace.
Like, how
quick?
Elevator? Well, actually, no, I got blown up, so. Yeah.
Is it worse than a bone wave explosion?
I can't imagine it would be now.
I think we're all
right. I think we're fine.
All right, then.
Myra, are you going to be okay?
I'm good.
All
right. She does hold your suit about, though, Glebnor, squeezing it a little bit tightly.
How quickly does it go up?
You guys can make deck saves.
I immediately start vomiting. Whoa, what's going on?
24.
17.
19.
9.
Toluga, you immediately fall flat and throw up all over the floor.
I'm going to pick Myra up.
You can see that this hovering drow takes out a little bag of like sawdust. I foretold this happening. And pours it on the pile of vomit.
Why is it so fast?
You get used to it.
You guys are right. You can hear the elevator finally comes to a halt, and these doors slide open as you walk into the most extravagant palace you have ever seen. This is greater than any book you've ever read about royalty from the old ways. This is a glittering golden throne room. There are heaps and piles of golden coins and gems behind a large throne where a tall, beautiful golden devil sits. He looks kind of similar to a tiefling, but with this like glinting gold skin. His fingers are covered in rings. He has like glowing jewelry. He's wearing like a silk, almost like kimono. It's very revealing.
So weird.
You see, as you arrive, he gets all excited and stands up, claps to his attendants. You can see these drow attendants come out, handing him a goblet of wine.
Welcome to Bad Cali, the Mirage City.
And we will catch up with our Golden Devil next time on Dicey Situations. Thank you all for joining us. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.